As Coach Bowden and the Tigers finish the year, things are better at Clemson than they've been since sorry old Max Lennon ran Danny off.
Comrades, Clemson is better without good football.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, we finally recovered, and things look great.
Sure to lose to the Tar Heels tomorrow. You'll never get him back, so don't even try. And let me introduce you to some of my evil associates who will make sure you don't get him back. I like to call them Cocky's Angels. Angels?
Girl, I didn't know you could get down like that.
Yes, Cocky?
Angels! Your job is to make sure the Tiger stays kidnapped.
Without the Tiger, who will do push-ups at the game tomorrow? And who will help me defeat Cocky tonight? Without the Tiger, tonight's just Rama.
Did I hear something about a missing Tiger? Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Ace Ventura, pet detective. Where do you think the Tiger was taken?
I don't know, Ace. How should we get him back?
What about a few large synchronized dances? It seems to have worked in most of the other skits.
No, I don't think so. That'd be pretty lame.
Well, alrighty then. Ah! What's that?
I am the awesome Clemson Spirit. Cocky took the Tiger to UNC.
Bah, I know the Atlantic Coast Circus has been pretty bad, but things will change for the better now that we've eliminated the Tiger. Bah. Tonight we've got a special treat for you all. With the help of Cocky and the Southeastern Circus, we've kidnapped the Tiger. Now North Carolina schools can reign supreme. Bah, bah. We will be the greatest show on the earth.
You will respect my authority.
Not so fast. That's our Tiger, and we want him back.
How bad do you want him back? With bearded ladies from Duke, clowns from Virginia, and bays from Tech. You don't stand a chance. Bah!
Really?
Where'd the Tiger go?
Cocky's Angels escaped with him in the confusion. Where could they have gone? And who are those girls? They're way too pretty to be from USC.
The directors of this year's PSA and BCM Tigerama skit apologize for the fact that Cocky's Angels are indeed beautiful young women. The actresses filling these roles were placed there due to a shortage of unattractive girls at Clemson. We realize that the ladies in these roles are not characteristic of the female population of USC and apologize for any confusion. And now, back to our skit.
In the news tonight, Janet Reno has accepted a position as a law professor at USC. Upon arriving on campus, she was hailed as the hottest thing to hit Columbia since Sherman. When asked to comment, Lou Holtz said,
"Finally, I have an SEC-caliber tight end!"
In the world of entertainment, Strom Thurmond, Fritz Hollings, and Jesse Helms have teamed up to form a new pop band, Antiquity's Child. Meanwhile, vote counting in Florida continues. In a related story, Al Gore has taken a position as sports information director at USC.
He pushed off. They cheated. Wait till next year.
In a startling development, Strom Thurmond has just quit Antiquity's Child to pursue a career as a solo rap artist.
We doing big and big spending cheese. Check them out now.
Breaking news from Columbia, where USC's troubled tailback Derek Watson is reportedly involved in an altercation with a female faculty member. We take you now to the scene. Back in Clemson tonight, there's much anxiety over the disappearance of the Tiger. Ace and fanboy remain hot on the trail, but only hours remain until Clemson's homecoming matchup with the Tar Heels of North Carolina.
Excuse me, do you know where Cocky took our Tiger?
I don't know, but I know the rest of the teams are meeting inside right now about avoiding probation. Maybe they'll know. Here they come now.
Alrighty then.
Ooh-wee, it's them Soggy Bottom Boys.
I am the man of constant sorrow.
Ha ha ha. All this way for nothing. Look, my Angels are destroying your cat bus. We are returning to Clemson to watch your team lose without the Tiger, and you can't stop me. So long, losers.
Without the cat bus, how can we get back to Clemson?
Daisy Duke!
Hey boys, we've got to hurry and get to Clemson before Cocky ruins homecoming. Let's go.
Wait, who's that?
Use your head, buckle up, and dial 1-800-COLLECT.
Alrighty then.
Now, dial 1-800-CALLATT.
Push that jibber jabber, fool!
I've done it. I've beaten Clemson. Only a few minutes till game time, and they're sure to lose without their Tiger. I have finally done it. I will never lose to them again. The curse is broken.
Hurry, it's game time. We can't be late. There are a lot of push-ups to do today.
Clemson beat UNC today as the Tiger completed a record number of push-ups.
94, 95, 96!
Go Tigers! Now that is the greatest show on earth.
Clemson wrapped up its phenomenal season last night with yet another national championship. We take you now to the post-game celebration.